Chapter 1, 2017. "It's the police," said Kate, looking out of her kitchen window. She jerked the stuck wooden blind to get a better view. Across the close, Iris struggled with arthritic fingers for a full minute trying to unlock her porch door. Two police constables, a man and a woman, waited outside patiently as Iris glanced up through the glass with a flustered smile. "Bloody little shits," said Kate.
"They look quite well behaved to me," said Becky, peering over Kate's shoulder.
"You know what I mean. Little buggers who've been graffitiing the back of her fence, ripping holes in it. They should pick on someone their own size or age."
"Oh, thank God. I was just about to go over."
Kate felt Iris's relief as the door finally opened. She could tell by the way Iris was gesturing that she was being overly apologetic, in the way her generation often are, not used to needing help, not wanting to be a burden. Iris looked up, and Kate threw her an encouraging wave. Iris nodded, then disappeared back into the house, the police removing their hats before doing the same.
"Jam?"
Kate turned to see Becky grab two slices of toast that had just popped up and started to butter them.
"Yes, please."
"Now, you're sure you don't want any help later?" asked Becky.
"I thought it was hard for you to get away, the big scoop that's too top secret to even tell me about."
"You're right. All expose journalists should discuss their story first with their mothers."
"Oh, go on. Give us a clue.
Is it someone famous? An actor caught with a washing up bottle and a goldfish?"
Becky stared.
"What the heck?"
She shook her head. "I don't want to know. You know I can't tell you what I'm up to.
Not yet, anyway. I have to get my story first, get all my facts straight."
"Can you at least tell me where you've been disappearing off to?" Becky, taller than her mum, held Kate's head and kissed the top of it.
"No. So, later?"
"I thought I'd try steak."
"Pie?"
"Fillet." Becky whistled.
"He is special. Or is that for me?"
"Of course you two.
I can't wait to meet him."
"He can't wait to meet you."
"Maybe I'll question him."
"He's not hiding anything. He's just a bus driver. You don't have to do your investigative journalist routine." Toast ready, Becky handed one slice to her mum. She spoke solemnly.
"Remind me, how many dates have you two had?"
Kate giggled.
"Are you worried about his intentions?
Does he open doors, walk on the outside edge of the pavement, take his shoes off when he comes to the house?"
"He's not been yet."
"Okay, his house?"
"He has a pair of very fine slippers, moccasins, with fur lining."
"I will not rise, it's just, it's been a while since you've seen anyone. I mean, I know you had dates since I was conceived.
I should hope so, that was 21 years ago.
But there's not been anyone truly significant before."
Becky paused.
"He's the big one. I can sense it. It'll never be you and me again."
Kate laughed and touched Becky's cheek, gave the reassuring smile of a parent. "It'll always be you and me, and that's a promise." Becky smiled sheepishly.
"Sorry, I'm used to it being just the two of us. So, now it can be the three of us, sometimes. And I'm chuffed to bits, you know that. Tim sounds wonderful."
"He is.
Do you know, he texted me a picture of Dawn this morning when he was out on his route."
"And romantic?"
"Oh, and I meant to say, he's bringing the wine tonight."
"And generous?"
"All right, no need to go overboard. Anyway, you don't have to worry. Do you think I can't tell a plonker when I see one?"
Kate pointed at Becky with her toast.
"I tell you, I spotted that little tyke in the electrical aisle before security even realised he had a bloody drill up his jacket."
Becky stopped chewing.
"Please, God, tell me you haven't been tackling shoplifters."
"Well, security weren't doing anything about it."
"He might have had a weapon, a gun."
"Don't be daft, it's B&Q.
"It's South London," said Becky sternly. "I was fine. Anyway, he got a cracked fibula, that was the ladder that fell on him, not me. The store got its drill back and I got a bonus. £50. She added dryly.